This Black Friday, get 6 months free when you move your WordPress sites to Kinsta. Enjoy faster load times, no stress when traffic spikes, and hosting you can actually count on. We're G2's number one rated host for WordPress. For a reason. Visit kinsta.com/BF. That's KINSTA.com/BF. Don't miss out. Offer ends December 2nd.
Hey, hey, and welcome into the House of L podcast. I'm Lawrence Holmes. Thanks so much for hanging out. It's much appreciated. As I told you, we were going to keep tabs on what's going on in college football throughout the season. Hope you enjoy the week one wrap up. And now here we are, week two. We are brought to you by Remy Martin. Team up with excellence, which is great. Just got word that Remy Martin is coming on officially for another season. We are very happy that they are a part of what it is that we're trying to do here over at House of L, and our relationship continues to grow. It's great. It's great to have an advertising partner that you enjoy their product, they believe in you, and they believe in what it is that you're trying to do. So, shout out to Remy Martin for being a wonderful partner and member of the House of L family, and we'll have a lot of programming to do with those guys as the Bears season continues. Bears content, there's a lot of it. It's on the YouTube page as well as here on Apple or Spotify. Please give us 5 stars. Let us know that you love it. Write a review. It helps with the placement of this so that more people can find it. It's a very strange thing, but it's how the algorithm works. If you like this podcast and you give it 5 stars, then Apple and Spotify will place it more prominently and more people can find it. It's a very easy way, along with you listening, which is enough. Like, you don't feel like you have to do anything else. But if you would like to do more for the podcast and it doesn't cost you anything, a 5-star review is excellent. We'll take as many of those as we can get. And I think we have like 1,300 or something like that, which is pretty great. But we love getting more. So please rate and let people know and tell people to subscribe to the House of L YouTube page. All right. Last week, I didn't spend a lot of time talking about Illinois, but I should have. This week, I'm going to rectify that because I'm going to spend a majority of talking about week two on talking about Illinois. They beat up on Duke 45-19. It wasn't even that close. Well, they outscored them 31-6 in the second half of that game. Defensively, they were all over it. They controlled the game. I felt like even when Duke made that run in the second quarter, I felt like Illinois had control of that game. What Brett Bielema has done, and I know that coming into last year, there were some people who were like, hey, is this program ready to take the next step? And they are. They are ready to take the next step. The thing that I like about them is that they have some balance. I still have some questions about Allmeyer, but hard to question when you have a day where you throw for 300 yards, 3 touchdowns, and no interceptions. They're very, very balanced offensively and defensively. They get after you, and it's fun to watch. Like, I don't know if you, I can tell you the backstory of my relationship with the University of Illinois. The truth is that I don't really have one, other than it was the school that I thought I was going to have to go to. And I'll say it this way. I think most people who've ever been to Champaign-Urbana can relate. So when I was in when I was in high school, it kind of came down to a couple different schools. The University of Michigan was my first choice. I've always loved Michigan as an academic institution. It's where I wanted to go. We didn't have enough money to take me and send me to the University of Michigan. And I was heartbroken. I was absolutely heartbroken. But I had a scholarship to pretty much any school in Illinois. I never thought about University of Chicago, and I got a thing about them that I want to share too in a minute. I never really thought about University of Chicago. And so I was booked into going to University of Illinois. Like, that's where I was going. I was going there. I had gone down and gotten a dorm. I had gone through orientation. And I remember going down there for the orientation weekend and just being like, nah, this ain't it. If anyone has smelled the smell out of the South Farms, you know what I'm talking about. And I joke about this because DePaul was my last choice. And think about that. My life is completely different if I end up at Michigan or if I end up at U of I. And who's to say it would have been bad, but for the route that I ended up on, being at DePaul, being in the city was the best thing. So, you know, I still have a little bit of love in my heart for U of I. Not as a fan, because I've never really been a fan of it. But it's cool to see what's happened there. I think that when Lovie Smith took the job a decade ago, they were looking for a little bit of respectability. And I think Lovie accomplished that there. But what they weren't doing was competing. They were respectable. It was one of those things where if you played Illinois, it was going to be a difficult afternoon for you, but it was never like they were going to be a competitive team. Now, Brett Bielema, his career arc is amazing, and it's watching him succeed down there in Champaign is a lot of fun. It's old school. It's hard nose. It's built through the offensive line. It's built through the defensive line. It's finding smart kids and putting them on the roster and let's see what happens. It's finding someone like Altmaier and being like, hey, we know that what you've been through too in your career. So let's make this work. And now they have a guy that's played a lot of football games. And he's in charge of their offense. And their offense right now is absolutely soaring. I'll also admit that part of the reason why I wouldn't call myself a fan, but I will say that I'm happy for everyone involved, is I like Brett. Like, he's come to the score a lot. I think he's done a really good job of selling the University of Illinois. There's always been this schism between what's going on in Champaign and what's going on in Chicago. And this is the biggest hub for alums of the University of Illinois. It's also one of the biggest hubs for University of Michigan, Michigan State, all the Big Ten schools. A lot of their graduates end up here. They end up in Chicago. It's one of the reasons that Chicago is such a fragmented place. You know, like, it's one of those things where it's you can find a bar for whomever, whatever team you want to root for, you can find them. But Brett's done a good job of marrying Central Illinois in Chicago, Central Illinois to downstate, Central Illinois to St. Louis. He's done a good job of that. What I really love about his story, and it feels like, I mean, you can point back to this if I get this wrong, but it feels like he found the place that he wants to be. And that is a victory for Illinois football too. Now, this could all change. You know, Alabama could come in and look at the job that he's done and say, Brett, you've been in the SEC before. We're going to offer you a whole lot of money to make our program respectable again if things don't turn around, notwithstanding the beatdown of Louisiana Monroe. But he would be on that list of people, if I were Alabama, that I would at least talk to, right? But it feels like he has found himself and found a home here. And I know that there's the, the Prophetstown, Hoopston thing with him. Like, he's from here. But I mean that a lot of ways, Illinois' job before Lovey felt like a stepping stone job. And with Lovey, it felt like a retirement job. Brett could be coaching there for another 10 years. He's still a young man as far as coaching goes. He's 55. So he could be there for another decade, but seeing him build into a team that is now a playoff contender is really dope. And I was joking with Olin Krutz about it. Olin has his two boys. They play at U of I. And I said to him, like, I think that they're a playoff team this year. It's a weird year. I'm not convinced that anyone's going to make it to the playoffs undefeated this year. Like, I started looking around and I go, you know, like, Georgia is good, but they're not the Georgia team that we've seen over the last 7-8 years. I look out west and go, Oregon's really good, but I don't know if they're going to make it through the meat grinder that is the Big Ten. And there's no reason why Illinois should shrink from anything. I think that they are in a very good spot, and, you know, rankings aside, I think their performances, and they're one of the teams that, and I hate preseason rankings, they're one of the teams that I think the preseason ranking is appropriate for them. So I'm really happy for them, and I'm looking forward to seeing what's next for them, because I look at their schedule, and the only thing I see getting in their way, I don't believe in Indiana, and I know what they did last year, and I know their coach is a genius. Ohio State is on their schedule, and that's it. As far as I'm concerned, I don't think Purdue's any good. And then they've got at Washington, which won't be easy. Rutgers, Maryland, Wisconsin. I'm trying to figure out what the Wisconsin-Alabama game next week is going to be a good litmus test. I think Alabama is probably going to be in a mood to curb stomp them, but we'll see. But there's nothing standing in Illinois' way except for Ohio State, and a loss to Ohio State doesn't eliminate you from the college football playoff conversation. So congrats to the University of Illinois, and hopefully they'll continue to be good, because if they are, I mean, it's great for House of L. I'm planning on making my way down there at some point, because that's easy. Like, that's a 2-hour drive from Hyde Park. I can make it down there and go watch a game in person. The Bears schedule is not helpful. I was looking at it because I like to... The Monday night game to start the season is the thing that sucks, because from our standpoint, what you do is you take a Friday off during bear season with them playing on Monday night, and that's when you go someplace, and then you come back on Monday, you give yourself a little 3-day weekend, and you're not killing the audience by being gone. And this year, the schedule does not work out that way for your boy. So it might be a while, but I am planning to go down there and go watch that team up close.
This Black Friday, get 6 months free when you move your WordPress sites to Kinsta. Enjoy faster load times, no stress when traffic spikes, and hosting you can actually count on. We're G2's number one rated host for WordPress for a reason. Visit kinsta.com/BF. That's KINSTA.com/BF. Don't miss out. Offer ends December 2nd.
Let me give you my University of Chicago thought. And it's this. I realized when I was a student at Alabama, you know, I went all in. You know, that's my team. I'm one of those crazies. I have an Alabama degree on my wall, and that's my team, because I've never really had a team. And to be gifted with a team late in life like I was pretty dang special. And it was a special time at Alabama at the end of the national championship window. And we'll see if they can build another one. doesn't look promising, but whatever. So I always thought it was interesting as someone who went there, granted, remotely, even though I spent a lot of time on campus, how people who didn't go to Alabama are so fervent about it. There's a contingent of that with Illinois football and Illinois basketball, but I just think that it's really funny. And, you know, the whole idea of being a townie, right? And I realized this weekend that I am a townie for the University of Chicago football team. Sure, it's Division III, but I am like all in on University of Chicago football. And the reason that I'm all in is because their coach is great. Coach Canoke, who took over, he had been coaching at Peyton, and now he's back. He had worked there before, now he's back. And they lost yesterday to Carnegie Mellon, and it wasn't great, and it might take a while for them to get good. But I realized it when I was on the elliptical yesterday, and like the coach came in, it was game day, and you're seeing the players come in and the family and the players, because I work out at their gym. It's right down the street from my house. And I'm like, all right, coach, we got him today. We got him today. I might as well just have a Southern accent. I don't have roll maroons. I don't know what we should say, but I know that I am now that guy. I am a University of Chicago football townie. And that is problematic, but shout out to them. And weirdly enough, I have donated to their athletic department. Because I see a lot of their coaches. I talk with a lot of their coaches. They listen to the score. And so, you know, I want to be, when I have a little extra money, and I know the University of Chicago definitely doesn't need it, but I like to show support where I can show support. But yeah, your boy is a townie. I am a townie for University of Chicago football. Some other news and notes from around college football that I thought were interesting. I spent my time on Saturday, and I watched a ton of football, and I think that that's good. I'm here for it. I love college football, and I always have. There just has never really been a place for it on the score. Maybe next year, maybe I'll build towards this. Maybe next year we should build some sort of, outside of House of L, maybe the score should actually build like a college football platform. Couple news and notes. Shout out to Hawaii, 2-1, big win over Sam Houston, my guy Timmy Chang. My dark horse, if you hadn't been listening, Iowa State is my dark horse to make it to the national, make it to the college football playoffs. They play really good defense. They have a really cool offensive identity. They have a smart quarterback, and they have a really good coach. They beat Iowa. Shout out to Joe Ostrowski. I heard Joe on the score, and Layla had asked him what his play was for this game, and he was like, take the under. The number was 41.5. Iowa State won 16-13. You can do the math on that. That game was fascinating. I watched Texas versus San Jose State for as long as I needed to. Arch Manning was better. There is something funky about his delivery. And maybe it'll get worked out, but he was a lot better. I hope that he gained some confidence against San Jose State. And we'll see. It's something to keep track on. Another thing that Joe was saying, that if you wanted to buy low on Arch Manning as a Heisman candidate, now would be a really good time to do that. That was one of the games that I was kind of like looking at and saying, all right, well, what else is going on around the league? The Arizona State Mississippi State game. I stayed up late to finish that game. It was, I'm not a believer, by the way, in their quarterback nor their head coach. And I was texting with Marshall while the game was going on. Marshall grew up not far from Starkville. I have family not far from Starkville. Marshall and I have actually watched an Alabama-Mississippi State game together. RIP to Marshall in that moment. But I'm watching, and I texted him at halftime when they were up 17-0, and I said, "Are y'all back? Ha, ha, ha." And he's like, "No, we'll probably find a way to blow it." And Arizona State then rattled off 20 straight points. Mississippi State didn't flinch, and I appreciated them that about them. And they ended up holding on and winning 24-20. I know that that's a long road trip for Arizona State, but for them to get beat, even on the road like that, I thought was questionable. I watched Michigan versus Oklahoma. Oklahoma might be an issue. Let's put a pin in Oklahoma and find out kind of where they're at. So I watched those games, and I didn't take the Kansas-Missouri game as seriously as I should. And the reason is that I have so many friends who went to Mizzou that they just become tiresome. And shout out to my homie Maggie Hendricks, but all of y'all, when it comes to that game, and I get it, when it comes to that game, y'all be on one for sure. Another game I was locked in on was Mississippi and Kentucky, and that Kentucky team's got some grit, but they ain't got no quarterback. And the guy that they think is their quarterback, Calzada, I'm not feeling it at all. And I know he got hurt in the game, but Mississippi showed some heart too, because that game was closer than it should have been. Lane, even after the game, didn't seem relieved. He seemed pretty angry. And I get it. I get why he seemed angry, because he thought that his team left a lot of points on the board, and they scored 30. But I will say that they've got a couple of players on that team that are really exciting to watch. You know, Austin Simmons, if you haven't taken a look at him, you should. Because he's an exciting player for sure. So make sure that you check him out. So far this year, he's been pretty good. He makes mistakes, but I think there's a player there. And it'll be interesting to see how he continues to develop as the season goes on, with Lane as a guide for him. And the other guy, Kewon Lacy, their running back, he made some plays yesterday. And then the other game that I focused on was South Florida versus Florida. And here's the thing. Group of five school, right? Boise State probably blew their opportunity to be a playoff team. Someone's got to step into that void. And South Florida did that. Billy Napier, I've talked to a lot of Florida people, and most of them are glad that he wasn't fired last year. They feel like he was finally kind of putting in a floor, and with DJ Lagway there, they felt like things were looking up. They're an incomplete roster, and it might just be that South Florida is good, because now they've got two really strong upsets on their resume. Super strong. And going across the state, I guess technically, Tampa to Gainesville would be up. Going up the state to beat Florida, to not wilt in the end of it, to not flinch because the swamp was getting after you, I thought was really impressive. And Florida's got some soul searching to do. They got to figure out how badly they want it. Cause I think there's enough talent there for them to be competitive, But that was a punch in the gut. So that was my week two experience. And it was a good one. The games weren't good. Like as a weekend, week one was better than week two for what was available for us. I do think that week three offers some really intriguing matchups. Like Colorado at Houston, for example, is something that's one of the games that I'll probably have on my list of things to watch. Georgia, Tennessee next week. We'll find out how good Georgia is, and Tennessee is out here just running up all over all people. And then South Florida versus Miami next week. Miami is a 15.5 point favorite in that game. I think that might be a little rich for them to be that big of a favorite. And Notre Dame A&M will also be. That's another game where they played. That was the beginning last year, right? Where Notre Dame went to A&M and beat Texas A&M. So now Texas A&M will have an opportunity to come to South Bend next weekend, and we'll see where they're at. But I hope you enjoyed this episode. I enjoyed talking about it, and I enjoyed putting it out. I'm glad that you're listening to these, and I hope that you have a great week. Whoever team you root for, I hope they win, unless they're playing Alabama, Roll Tide. Or if your team's playing LSU, I'm rooting for you. Or Georgia, I'm rooting for you. And I hope that Illinois continues to have the type of success that they're having. We're brought to you by Remy Martin. Team up with excellence. I appreciate y'all. Talk to you next time. Peace.